David Milburn is joining us this morning. Mr. Milburn, first thing, morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine this morning.
David is running. He's a Republican candidate, Williamson County Commissioner. And David, I'm sorry, but I've got to play catch up with you a little bit, sir. I know that you're a pastor in the area, but really, outside of that, tell me a little bit about you. Where do you live? What have you been doing the last few years? Why Williamson County Commissioner?
To address some of those issues, I'm from East Marion. I live here on Route 166. I am a retired carpenter contractor for a number of years here in Williamson County, and as you already know, I am a pastor of a church up by West Frankfort, Union Free Will Baptist Church. I'm running because people need a choice. People I talk to say it's time. I would not try to belittle anything that Brent Gentry has already done. What he's done a lot of good things. I'm not running a negative campaign whatsoever. He's a good man. He's done a lot of good stuff. All I'm running for is give people a choice. They say it's time. As far as my background, other than that, I married Sherry McDonald. Been married 40 years. I've got a son named Terry, daughter named Carrie, 4 grandchildren.
And a lot of roots, apparently, in the area, when you think about it that way. I mean, all these years that you've been here in Southern Illinois. Now, when it comes to the commissioner's office, I'm curious, have you ever run for an office, an elected office in the past?
I never have. But an opportunity came for me for precinct committee. And I will clarify that a little bit. Prior to this year, I had not. But in the spring primary, I was made aware of an opening in our precinct of the previous precinct committeeman had passed away. Out of respect to his family, I did not immediately go for his job. But after a process of time, I asked about being a precinct committeeman, got the number of names necessary on a voucher, per se, and I got on as precinct committeeman in the primary and was elected to that post. From there, that kind of opened up other doors to get me involved on what's going on in the county. And I've always kind of had an interest, but because I was tied up with my church, which was a priority, and also my business, never had much time to get involved, although I was observant of some of the things that were going on. So from there, that led to the process that there was no one running for a county commissioner on the Republican side, which was kind of interesting to me because I know there are a lot of people out there that are probably a lot more qualified and have ability than I do. But as I have done in the past, I have volunteered for a number of projects along the way. In fact, that is the whole meaning behind pastoral administration, that we volunteer for the job. God impresses on us that we need to be involved. And so I have been involved in church activities most of my life, married life anyway, and I'm responsible for my commitments and the vows that I have made.
Now, when it comes to county commissioner and the thing, I find this interesting because if you're running for state rep, if you're running for president of the United States, whatever, there's a kind of a distance between you and the constituency. When it comes to the commissioner's office, that is very real nuts and bolts stuff for people who live in the county. You know, somebody that they can call because there's flooding in their area and what can be done about it. Maybe there's a problem with the road.
I mean, literally, the
ongoing list of things that literally people can call the commissioner's office and get help.
And get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I mean, there's. I think that's one of the things about that position that's always kind of attracted me, that it's infinitely practical when you're available and people can and you can respond to them with the things that they need for their communities.
That is correct, and I've tried to get my name out there as much as possible, but I've had a computer failure, and that's no excuse. So they have not been able to get a hold of me on my email, but I would like to get my phone number out right now for that purpose. If people would like to talk to me about some of my views, and that is, my phone number is 579-6624. I am interested in trying to be some eyes, maybe a new vision for the county. And I think that's necessary from time to time, because we've seen what happens when people stay in too long. And I'm not trying to slight anybody on that, but I also know what happens when we put new people in, like Jim Marlowe and Ron Ellis. Ron Ellis is responsible for a balanced budget and the county operating in the black, and that's great. That's where we need to be. Surrounding counties don't have that opportunity to, or the finances that we have. Jim Marlowe, when he came on board, he had all the department heads be responsible for oral representations of how each department was going. So there was a more feedback going on in that. And I would also like to say these other candidates who are running, like Verity and Pentecost, perhaps they are visionaries also. They have a vision how they can help the county be better and more efficient.
How do you think you can help the county be better and more efficient, David?
Ah, yes, I knew that question was coming. Well, I have some ideas. One thing, anything that started has to start at home, right in the base. And I believe if I was elected county commissioner, and that's an if, which is always is, that I would give $1,000 a month out of my salary back to current needs in the county. And it may be people, individuals, it may be food pantries, but I'll be have my eyes open, and my phone will address those issues when people call me, and I will try to take a listen and be compassionate and caring and being aware of what's going on in the county, not just the county offices. They are important, and I know this will be a big undertaking for me, not unlike that I haven't done before, but similar. But as you know and as I know, it's easy to look from the outside and look inside and say what you would do different. I would like to think that I could maybe be a visionary and caring, which is all candidates have before they are elected. They do not know what's involved until they get in there. And then that's when the learning and the work starts.
Isn't that the truth? David Milburn, he is Republican candidate for the Williamson County Commissioner's Office. David, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir.